Saylor says MSTR's Bitcoin. Break-even ARR is widely misread. Michael Saylor told followers on July 8, 2026 that Strategy's Bitcoin break-even ARR is one of the most misunderstood numbers attached to the company, posting through Cointelegraph that the figure improves rather than worsens as Bitcoin appreciates. The comment lands during a soft week for the asset. BTC traded around 63,523 as of July 8, 2026, down 1.0% on the day, but still up roughly 8.8% over the prior 7 days, with the fear and greed index sitting at 29, in fear territory. Break-even ARR, short for annualized return rate, is shorthand for the Bitcoin price appreciation strategy needs to service its debt and preferred obligations without selling coins or diluting shareholders. Saylor's argument is that observers treat the metric as a fixed hurdle. In his framing, it is a moving one. The more Bitcoin rises, the smaller the annual return the company needs from here to stay solvent on its commitments. The math Saylor is defending Strategy funds, Bitcoin purchases through a stack of convertible notes, preferred shares, and at-the-market equity sales. Each layer carries a cost, whether a coupon, a dividend, or the implicit cost of issuing stock above net asset value. Break-even ARR bundles those costs into a single return threshold. If Bitcoin compounds above that threshold, the position generates enough paper gain to cover the carry. If it compounds below, the gap has to be closed some other way. Saylor's July 8th point is that the threshold is not static. A higher Bitcoin price lifts the value of the collateral behind every note and preferred share, which lowers the forward return required to keep the structure balanced. Read that way, an appreciating asset shrinks its own break-even rate over time. The obvious counter is that the same mechanism runs in reverse. When Bitcoin falls, collateral value drops, the required forward return climbs, and fixed obligations keep coming due regardless of price. That tension is exactly what we covered when Strategy's flywheel logic came under scrutiny, and again when the company sold 3,588 BTC to cover dividend payments, its first major sale after years of pure accumulation. The timing is not incidental. The timing is not incidental. Public companies bought roughly twice as much Bitcoin as miners produced in 2026, and Strategy remains the largest corporate holder by a wide margin. When the biggest buyer explains its solvency math in public, treasuries running smaller versions of the same playbook take notes, because most of them borrowed against the same thesis. A break-even ARR that falls as price rises is a comfortable story in a bull market. It is a fragile one in a drawdown. The metric only trends towards zero if Bitcoin keeps setting higher lows. Should price stall or slide while coupons and preferred dividends stay fixed, the required return does not shrink. It expands, and the company faces the choice it already made once this year: sell coins, issue more stock, or raise fresh debt. None of those levers is free. Selling Bitcoin undercuts the accumulation narrative that supports the equity premium. Issuing stock below net asset value dilutes existing holders. New debt adds another fixed claim on top of the ones already outstanding. Saylor's optimistic reading of break-even ARR is correct in the direction he describes, but it holds only under the condition he needs it to hold: sustained appreciation. The takeaway for readers: for anyone tracking Bitcoin treasury companies, the lesson is to separate the accounting identity from the market assumption baked into it. Break-even ARR genuinely does improve when Bitcoin rises. It also deteriorates when Bitcoin falls, and the obligations it is measured against do not care which direction price takes. A metric that looks self-correcting on the way up looks like a ratchet on the way down. Saylor did not release new figures alongside the July 8th comment, so this is a framing clarification rather than a fresh disclosure. The single primary source here is the post itself. Readers holding MSTR, its preferred shares, or its converts should weigh the claim against the company's own recent sale, which showed the reverse case is not hypothetical. This is analysis, not financial advice.